Hey everyone, it's Ray from the Teach Better team, and you're listening to an audio blog called Using Conferences for Grading Students, written by Caitlin Giordano. In a mastery learning classroom, determining student quarter or final grades can be difficult. How do you assign a numerical value or a letter grade to a student's mastery of your content? The truth is, it's a struggle. Their progress towards the learning goals is going to look different than their peers, and quantifying that into a percentage doesn't make a lot of sense, especially when you consider growth a student is making towards a standard. For example, if one student starts with no schema or background and ends the unit with a basic understanding of a concept, they've made a lot of growth than a student who started with a basic understanding and just simply maintained it. So the question is, how do we work within a letter or percentage grading system, but still ensure we communicate students' actual learning? The answer? Grading conferences. In my middle school language arts class, I use a 4-point proficiency scale throughout the quarter. I report their summative assessment scores in their online gradebook, and I provide tons of feedback and their proficiency level on formative work. The major difference? All summative scores are weighed at zero, as in they don't count towards an overall course grade. A quarter grade or course grade is determined in the final week of the quarter. Students spend time creating a portfolio of their learning and growth on a standard we've covered during that time period. They include formative work, summative assessments, and any reassessments they've done. Once they've created their portfolio, they sign up for a conference with me. At that conference, they talk to me through their portfolio. We discuss each standard, their progress, whether they've chosen to reassess on a skill. We also discuss how they're feeling about the class and how much they've learned so far. I get a window into their perception of language arts, and they get to tell me how they're progressing. The conversations are powerful for me and for them. We dig into the meat and potatoes of their learning. At the time of the conference, I ask them one question. What grade do you think you deserve for ELA this quarter? They know this question is coming. They've prepared for it with this sheet, which outlines the 10-point grading scale and what qualifies them for each point. Students are able to articulate their mastery of their standards and then justify the reason their score should be reported in a certain way. Then are actively involved in the assessment process, and they take actual ownership of not just their learning, but their grade too. How do you set up grading conferences? This structure does require some setup and scaffolding before jumping in. You have to first determine which standards you'll assess during the quarter, which is valuable regardless of the final grade system you implement. You'll then need to determine how you want to report the final grade and the structure you want to use. In my classroom, quarter grades are determined solely by a grading conference. Overall class grade does not show up until the student and I have determined it together. I put it into the grade book as second quarter grade, and it's worth 10 points. It's the only grade in my grade book that holds weight, though the summative assessments are used in the portfolio, so they don't count. My students have a week to prepare a portfolio, which is another component of the structure I consider. I like providing a week because it offers time for reteaching and reassessment, and it gives an adequate amount for students to actually put together a solid portfolio. Many of my kids get creative and put together slideshows covering each standard, the activities and learning that they've done, and how it translates into the percentage they want. As with most things in my class, my students have a lot of freedom in what they do and what works for them. This is not the only way to do it, but I do believe involving students in their grade is valuable. It gives them the opportunity to show what they know and authentically reflect on their growth over the quarter. How do kids feel about grading conferences? As with every new thing in my class, I get student feedback through Google Forms. It's my favorite way to gauge how something's going in my classroom because it allows students to be honest with me and give their suggestions. After the first round, The majority of my students reported that they loved grading conferences. Their feedback included things like, I think it's an easier way to get graded than to just be told what grade you get because you can understand why you got it. I loved it because if you believe some of your assignments were not up to your full potential, you can redo it and get a better grade. It also prepares you for interviews, which I like a lot. I loved it because I now get to explain what grade I think I deserve and why. I also like it because I feel more independent. Those that didn't like it gave me a great suggestion on how to improve, and the second quarter conferences ran much smoother. How do you communicate about grading conferences? As with anything new, it's important to communicate with stakeholders, namely students and their families. My partner and I sent out videos, info guides, and emails regarding the structure. We explained the reasoning behind it and how it worked and the value of this time. Productive instead of reactive. That's our mantra. I also provided some context. Grading conferences are modeled off of performance reviews, which are required in nearly every job. So not only are we increasing student ownership and learning, we're also preparing them with a valuable life skill they'll need in the future. By putting it in these terms, we got a lot of support. Students and their families knew what was expected, but more so they knew why they were doing it. They hopefully had a better understanding of it because we communicated early and often, and were more likely to get behind it. Want to try grading conferences? Yeah! Find a structure that works for you and begin to think about your philosophy behind it, your why for implementing the structure. If you get stuck, I'm always here to help. You can email me at caitlin@teachbetter.com or find me on social media. I'm always ready to share resources and chat assessment. Caitlin Giordano is a sixth grade language arts teacher in the Chicago suburbs and the digital content editor for the Teach Better team. She loves writing both on her blog, Curriculum Coffee, and for teachers on Fire Magazine on Medium. She's a dynamic educator with a focus on student empowerment in the ELA classroom. Her writing and her presentations are all about incorporating student voice, choice, and personalized learning into your teaching practice. Caitlin's active on Twitter and Instagram and loves to collaborate with educators everywhere. In her free time, she enjoys relaxing with her husband and her cat, Chickpea, drinking coffee, and reading young adult books. You can find blogs from Caitlin and numerous other bloggers at teachbetter.com. Thank you for listening to the audio blog of Using Conferences for Student Grading over at teachbetter.com.